Well, thanks for calling in, man. We're excited for you. We're getting ready to talk to the mayor here in about 12 minutes, and she's always excited about downtown businesses and the city of Frankfort overall. We're excited for you at Casper Media, too. You just started this thing a couple of years ago, and it's already grown into being able to take the next step and get a storefront. So how's it going so far?
It's going really well. The ribbon cutting, as you said, we was happy to see that all the support that we got that came down during that. Everybody stayed around for some refreshments afterwards. Mayor got here a little late. She was so apologetic, but I told her not to worry about it. She said, well, I was at the airport, of course, construction.
Right.
And then yesterday we had people starting to come in at 11 a.m. They wanted to beat the crowd. It was a steady crowd. We weren't overwhelmed. That was good because we're still kind of getting our feet wet here in a new setting.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it's going good. I expect today to be a little busier because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fully staffed. We're ready to go. So come see us 11 to 2 today.
And the commercials that we've got on the air for you, Rodney, I think, don't you say that you're going to start, because you do have a busy catering business too. So just to start with this summer, you're going to do Thursdays and Fridays only, 11 to 2 for now?
Yeah, that's correct. And then we'll have some pop-up days. We'll put it on social media. So this Tuesday from 8 to 10:30, we'll be doing breakfast here. I've had a lot of requests for that.
Oh, wow.
And then Wednesday, you know, I've heard a lot of the customers or people on social media, well, I work day shift, I'd really like to come in. So we're going to open up this Wednesday from 4 to 7 for an evening crowd. Don't know what the menu is going to be yet, but we'll put something good out there.
Oh, sure. Okay, so that sounds good. Is it true, did you tell me, that you will be at Prairie Creek Park tonight for the big kickoff of the summer concert series?
Yes. I'm expecting that to be a very busy night. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate with us. As you and Melissa had mentioned, there's a full slate. So if anybody says there's nothing to do in Frankfort, they need to be corrected.
Yeah, amen to that. Where are you going to be set up at tonight, Rodney, over there?
We'll be in the Encompass building.
Okay.
So the little kitchenette there. We did a lot of events last year down there.
Mm-hmm.
I did one class reunion down there that was an older crowd, and they were just amazed and went on about how nice it looked down there and the whole downtown of Frankfort, because they hadn't been here for years.
Yeah, isn't that cool to see them come back and enjoy where they grew up?
It is, and just to hear the positive things,
mm-hmm.
you know, of the city downtown, and this is great for us to be down here. It's a great, that was the big thing, was location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was unfortunate for Bridie that, you know, she wanted to, she closed it down, but that's her decision. And as soon as I seen that post that morning, I told Christine, I said, let's go.
Yeah. It was kind of a sign. Well, I knew that you had been kind of looking for something, but it truly was something that had to happen, that it just was a perfect fit, pretty much.
Yeah, we feel the same way.
Yeah.
And that all the events that we do, I mean, we've done Thursday Thunder for the past 3 years. We're going to do it this year. Lots of new things. It's going to be a little sad. We won't have Jason down there with us. He was great. I worked with him a lot. Just everything that goes on downtown, Hot Dog Festival, we've been doing that. Prairie Creek Park, I mean, we're just 2 blocks away. So, yeah, this is great.
That's pretty great. So you're still doing catering, and that's keeping you busy. Do you want to leave a phone number if anybody needs more information or wants to find out what you're going to be doing, if maybe they just heard part of the interview and want to give you a call and find out about your hours and stuff? I'll put these on Clinton County Daily News when we get off the air. I'll make sure that people know you'll be out there next week too.
Yeah. My phone number is 765-242-6410, and they could also reach Christine at 765-242-6785. I tell people, you know, from May to December, we just get crazy busy, so here we are. And if you got something in mind, you might be needing our services, the sooner you can book us, the better, because we can only do, right now we're doing 2 events a day. Hang on.
Did you just set off the burglar alarm there, Rodney?
Oh, my wife did.
All right.
So, yeah, got distracted there. But yeah, the sooner they follow us and book something, the better.
All right. Rodney Mounts with C&R Catering. Congratulations again. Oh, I wanted to ask you about your ribbon cutting. There were a few people there that normally don't show up for ribbon cuttings, and it was good to see a big turnout there for you Wednesday.
Yeah, like I said, Christine and I were blessed and very thankful, and yeah, everybody that showed up, it was just great.
Well, we look forward to continuing to watch you grow, and wouldn't it be great to be talking a year from now and you're open 5 days a week with a staff of 15?
Well, that's, the vision. And talking with Kim Stevens, she brought up an interesting point. Being downtown, we want to try to make this a destination point. Mm-hmm. As all the businesses down here, but something unique that we can bring to the community. And from our storefront, I try to put foods in here that can't get anywhere else. We want to attract from other communities, Kokomo, Lafayette, Lebanon. So I know one big thing that everybody's just raving about is this elephant ear cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. You brought some over for us in the last 8 months.
Yeah, it's a hit. And Christine, she's our baker. And, the holidays come around. She's just nonstop busy with all the homemade fudges and Shan Sheridan's favorite, the orange creamsicle fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter fudge, carrot cake rolls, pumpkin rolls, red velvet cake rolls. You've got a whole list of stuff she does, and she gets really busy. And I like to tell people think they can only get that at the holidays. She can make it anytime.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Well, that might be something we get this summer then. Yeah. Why wait, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, go ahead.
One last thing is, we've been talking about in the future, but we're going to be looking at getting a food truck. Frankfort really needs some food trucks here. I don't have one right now, but that's something in the future that I think we're going to try to invest in.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you. Good luck and congratulations. And we'll see you tonight. Hey, what's on the menu for tonight? Do you know yet?
Yeah, let me pull it up here. I can't remember all of it.
I saw when I was putting your commercial together that you had baked pepperoni lasagna or something like that. I've not had a chance to try that yet. That sounded good.
Yes. I know we have Johnsonville brats tonight. And then one that I put something together that I thought was really good, and see how it goes over tonight. The Johnsonville brat with the barbecue pork that we have and extra barbecue sauce on it. I had one the other day, and it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to come up with something from the 80s. I put it on social media, get some ideas of what food or beverage seemed to be a hit in the 80s.
Yeah.
I just Googled it myself, and Sloppy Joe's was number one.
Is that right?
We'll be having Sloppy Joe's tonight.
I eat a lot of those growing up, and that was in the 80s. So, yeah, Sloppy Joe's. Can't go wrong with that.
No, and we got four or five other sandwiches, desserts. Of course, the elephant ear cheesecake will be there. So, yeah, it'd be a good night.
All right. Well, I'll bring my appetite. And congratulations again, Rodney, and best of luck to you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.